Yalois, Sadai, V'chala, Sherbai, Az Yuranu, Atze, Kol Atze, Yar. The fields and everything in it will exult, and all the trees of the forest will sing with joy. V'nei Hashem, Kiva, Kiva, Lishpay Ta'aretz, Yishpay Tevil, B'tzedek, V'amen, B'menasa. Before Hashem, for He will have arrived, for He will have arrived to judge the earth. He'll judge the world with righteousness and peoples with His truth. So, Yalei Sadai V'chala Sherbai, says the Radak, means the animals and all the beasts of the wilderness, all the animal kingdom is going to rejoice together. The Al-Sheikh explains that when Adam HaRishon sinned, Hashem cursed the earth. And Adam was going to have to cultivate the earth, Bezeret Mepecha Teich Alechem. Cursed is the ground because of you, in sorrow you'll eat of it all the days of your life. But in the future, this curse will be nullified and the fields will exult when they return to their original blessed state. When the earth was cursed, many fruit trees became barren, and many species of trees just bring forth brambles and thorns. And the Gemara says, in Ksubas Chafidbeis Ambeis, that in the future all these barren trees will eventually produce luscious fruit, and that's why they're going to sing so joyously. Rashi, on the other hand, is the trees of the forest are the rulers of the non-Jewish nations. It's their strength, their erect bearing, they resemble towering trees. They can understand the truth. They'll be delighted that the world is returning to the way it's meant to be. The order that Hashem initially set up. V'nei Hashem kiva lishpay ta'aretz. Kiva, kiva, says it twice. Why? Because there's two purposes to the judgment, to Hashem's arrival. Number one, He's going to redeem Klal Yisrael. And number two, He'll punish the nations that have tormented the Jewish people. So that's kiva, kiva. Yishpay tevil b'tzedek, because this foreigner says Hashem wants to understand and compassion when He judges. V'amen ben menasa. And peoples with His truth. In the future, all predictions of the Navi will be fulfilled. The prophecies concerning the redemption of Klal Yisrael and doom of the nations will prove to be faithful and accurate. And that's really, as we go into Shabbos, this is the space we need to be into. To be in a place of Geula. To understand that Galus, with all of its trials and tribulations, is temporary. The fact that Hashem is concealed, temporary. The fact that the world's not doing what it's meant to do, temporary. When we get into this space of Shabbos, just once a week, we're casting our minds forward to what the world can be like. A world of shleimus, a world of completion. A world where Klal Yisrael assumes its rightful place. A world where the nations of the world are fully, fully aware of it too. Shabbos, we get into that headspace. Doesn't matter what we're doing the other 6 days of the week. On Shabbos, we enter the headspace of redemption. We're real. We're close to Hashem. We understand His presence in the world. We live with it and we aim for it.